Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Zayin, daf 47. Mechila, sorry about the delay. Today we left off on Mem Vav Amud Bet 46b. Okay, we are towards the top of the page on Mem Vav Amud Bet. Metiv Ravina. Ravina is a contradiction. He says the following. Hamafrish chalato kemach. If somebody separates chala, but while it's still in the flower stage, it's not in chala stage. So the Gemara says, "Eino chala, that's not chala." V'gazel b'yad kohen, and that's considered thievery in the hands of the kohen. So the Gemara says, "V'amai gazel b'yad kohen." Why is it considered stealing in the hands of the kohen? Neima adam yodea she'ein mafreshin chala kemach. Why don't we just say a person knows that nobody separates chala while it's flower, and v'natan Hashem matana, he's giving it to you as a gift. The Gemara says, why don't we say it's matana over here? Shani Adam, but there's different than afik churba mina, because something bad could happen. Zimnin, the idle, the kohen, pachon mi-chamesh revayim kemach vehai. Sometimes the kohen has 5/4 of a kav of flour and this extra flour that he was given. And what is he going to do? Va'alish le v'hadehade. He's going to knead it all together. V'kasavar nitakena isato. And he thinks that his dough is now fixed. He's going to eat it with tevel without separating chala. So the Gemara says, but you said that a person knows that you don't separate chala as flour. So the Gemara says, he knows what he doesn't know. He knows that you don't do that. He thinks the reason is the following. He thinks the reason is because not to burden the Kohen. Right, you don't want to burden the Kohen and give him flour. You want to give him ready-made dough. The Gemara says, "V'tircha the Kohen achilte." And since the Kohen is willing to take the flour, that means that he's foregoing on his honor. So that's what you would have thought, but that's a mistake. You're not allowed to separate chala as kemach. Not for those reasons. Not even if he's mochel. That's not the reason. And therefore, that wouldn't be okay. So the Gemara says, "V'teve truma." Why don't we say it's like truma? And you should not eat it until you separate chala on it from another place of dough. The Gemara says, "Milo Tanan." Does it not say in the Mishnah? This is a Mishnah in Masechet Demai. It says, "Mina nakuv al she'eino nakuv." Somebody separates from a perforated plant that's midoraita, has holes connected to the ground, on something for something that is not perforated. It's not connected to the ground. Truma. It's considered truma. V'lo ta'achel ad she'yotzia la truma u'maaser m'makom acher. But you shouldn't eat from it until you separate again for that truma and maaser from somewhere else. Why don't you say the same thing here? So the Gemara says, "B'trei mane tzait, echad mana lo tzait." When it's two different kelim, the kohen will listen to you. When it's one keli, maybe the kohen will not listen to you. The Gemara says, "V'ibay zema na." Maybe you want to say the answer is leolam kohen meitzat tzait. Really, the kohen will listen to you. Because Savar Balabai Takena Isado. And the Balabai is going to think that his dough is now fixed. So, Ve'atele Mechal Betiva, and he's going to eat it while it's Tevel. That's why we say, no, you have to return it back to him. You have to return the flour back to him. The Gemara says, Ve'ha Amart Adam Yodea She'en Mafreshin Chala Kemach. But you said a person knows you don't separate Chala as flour. So the Gemara says, Yodea Ve'en Yodea. He knows and he doesn't know. Yodea She'en Mafreshin Chala Kemach. He knows. What does it mean that he knows? Yodea shema fishin chala kemach ve'ino yodea the savar ta'am amai, and he also does not know because he thinks, so he knows that you don't separate, but he doesn't know the reason. It says ve'ino yodea savar ta'am amai, what's the reason? Mishum tircha de kohen, he thinks it's a burden of the kohen. Tircha de kohen kabla ale, and the kohen, by receiving the flour and not as a dough form, he's saying, it's okay, I don't care about my tircha, I'll take care of it myself. So that's what the Balabai thinks, and he thinks that his dough is fine. The Gemara says, V'tehevei truma, v'achzor v'itrom. Why don't we say we view it as truma, and he should be required to come back and be torem again? Do truma again? So the Gemara says, Ni lo tana, does it not say in the Mishnah, Misha'ino nakuv ala nakuv, if he separates from something that is not perforated, does not have holes, is not attached to the ground, for something that is perforated, it's truma, v'yazor v'itrom, it's truma, but you have to come back and do truma again. The Gemara says, how kim na b'terei mani tzait, v'chad mana lo tzait. We established already, if it's two kelim, he's going to listen. If it's one keli, he's not going to listen. The Gemara says, "Velo tzait." What? He's not going to listen. V'atzanan. The Mishnah says, "Hatorem kishut v'nitzat mara." If somebody separates a cucumber and it came out bad, it was spoiled, it was no good. Or he did separate it for truma avatiach, a watermelon, v'nitzat saruach, and it was no good. So he says, "Truma v'yachzor v'yitrom." We consider it truma, but we say, "Go back and do truma again." Why don't we say do the same thing here? And when I said shanehatam, over there is different. The midoraita truma me'aliyahi. Over there it's completely midoraita, it's considered truma. That midar Rabbi Eli from Rabbi Eli. That Amar Rabbi Eli. Minayin le'torem min ara'a ale yafa she'trumato truma. How do we know if you separate truma from the bad for the good that it's considered truma? So the Gemara says shneimar velo tisu alav chet v'ani mechem et chelbo. Don't carry the sin when you separate the chelb. So the Gemara says, if it's not considered kadosh, then why does the person have a sin? Meaning the only reason why a person would have a sin over here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo tisuchet ha'im tarim ot ara'a shevo tisuchet." V'im eino kadosh nesiut chet lama. He says, if you separate from the bad, you're carrying a sin. Why would you be carrying a sin if it does not become kadosh, if it does not become truma? Ella, it must be mikan le'torem min ara'a le'yafa she'trumato truma. Over here we see from somebody who separates from something bad for the good that we consider it truma, but he comes back and does truma again. Amar Rava, flipping the amud. Lo shanu ella da'amar la bazo, bazo, bazo. We only said this. Okay, now we're going back to what we were speaking about earlier, the case of the dates. If the man says to the woman, this, and this date. So what did we say? If she eats the first ones, they don't count as a pruta. It doesn't combine altogether. One of them has to be worth a pruta. When do we say that? When he says bazo, bazo, bazo. Aval amar la be'elu. But if he says these, afilo ochelet nami mekudeshet. Even if she eats from it, she's mekudeshet. If altogether they have a shave pruta. Right? Ki ka achla midin nafsha ka achla. Because what she's eating is from her own worth. It's from her own property. The Gemara says, "Tanya kavatei derava." We have a bride like Rava. Hitkachili ba'alon berimon ve'egoz. If he says, "Marry me," don't do this at home. Marry me with this fruit. Marry me with this pomegranate or these nuts. He says, "Osha amar la hitkachili ba'elo." Or he says, "Marry me with these." Im yesh bekulan shave pruta mekudeshet v'im lavinam mekudeshet. If there is the worth of a pruta in all of those fruits, she's married. And if not, she's not. All of them. Bazo bazo bazo. If he says this and this. If they're all together worth a pruta, she's married, and if not, not. Bazo, if he says with this, netalatu v'achalatu, and she took it and ate it. Bazo netalatu v'achalatu, and she took it and ate it. The next one, ve'od bazo, ve'od bazo, and this one, ein amukudeshet ad sheyeh be'achan me'en shaveh pruta. She's only married until one of them has a shaveh pruta, not combined, one individual. So the Gemara says, "Hai ba'alon berimon ve'egoz hechidame." The case of the fruits, how is that so? So the Gemara says, "Ilema da'amarla." If maybe he said, "Oh ba'alon, oh berimon, oh ve'egoz," he says either with this fruit, with this pomegranate, these nuts. Im yesh bekulan shave pruta mikudeshet. Are we going to say in that case that only if all of them combine, if they're all combined shave pruta, then she's married? The Gemara says, "Ha oka amar." He said, "Or." The word "or" doesn't mean all. Or and are two different words. If he said and, it would mean all of them combined. If he says or, each one of them needs to be a pruta. So when it says ve'ela, it must be ba'alon rimon ve'egoz. Not the or, rather and. So when it says hainu, that's the same thing as bazo, bazo, bazo. Same thing as saying this, and this. When it says ela lav da amar la ve'elu, it must be that he's saying to her with these. The Gemara says, hold on, but in the latter part of this Baraita, it said, with these. Hami the Katani Seifa. Oh, Sha'amarla, it said in the latter part. He says to her, Hitkachili be'elu, marry me with these. Miklal de'resha, la be'elu askina. And it must be the beginning part of the Baraita is not talking about elu, these. The Gemara says, Parushi coming first. No, it's coming to explain what it meant. This is what he was saying. Hitkachili ba'alon ba'rimon ba'egoz. Marry me with this fruit, this pomegranate, these nuts, these different types of species. Kitzad, how is that so? Kegon da amarla, it's like he said, Hitkachili be'elu, marry me with these. It's the same thing. The Gemara says, V'katani seifa, in the latter part of the Braita, he says, Bazon netalatu v'chalatu. If she took it and then ate it, Yim yesh ba'achan ma'en shaveh pruta mekudeshet, v'yim la minah mekudeshet. If one of them is worth a pruta, one of those dates, then she's married. And if not, then she's not married. The Gemara says, V'ilu reisha, lo kam mifalig ben ochelet amanachat. In the first case in the Braita, it doesn't make any distinction between if she's eating it or she's placing it down intact. So it must be Shema Amina. We learn from here. Kolecha da amar la be'elu. Anytime he says to her, marry me with these, ki ka achla min nafsha ka achla. She's eating from her own property. It now belongs to her. And Shema Amina. That's what we learn. And therefore, even if all of them together, if they're combined to be a Shave Purta, she's considered married. Even in that case. The Gemara says, Hanicha leman da amar asefa kai. Okay, now. We're going back. On yesterday's daf, we discussed on the Mishnah with a date. Married with a date. Yeah. So on yesterday's daf, we discussed on the Mishnah, and then we discussed two opinions, Rav and Shmuel, and we had a machloket on which part is the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah going on. Is it going on the first part of the Mishnah or the latter part of the Mishnah? So that was the machloket. So the Gemara, when it said she was eating, she eats one by one, we said each one has to be worth a Shaveh Pruta, or one of them has to be worth a Shaveh Pruta. So the Gemara says, Hanicha leman da'amar asefakai. It makes sense, according to the one who says we're going on the latter part of the Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Ami said we're going in the latter part of the Mishnah. So he says, "Umay ad sheyeh be'achad mein shaver pruta." What does it mean when it says until one of them is worth the pruta? Ad sheyeh be'achorna shaver pruta. Until the last date is worth the pruta. Achinami, so too over here. Ad sheyeh be'achorna shaver pruta. So too over here, the last date has to be worth the pruta. Ela the Rav Shmuel, according to Rav and Shmuel, Damri Tarvayu, they both say areshakai. It's going on the first part of the Mishnah. Ve'ochelet itzterichalein. We need to teach a case of eating, if she's eating the date, right? If she goes and picks up and eating the date, even in that case, we said, has to be worth the Shaveh Pruta. So the Gemara says, Hacha klalei kachashiv, pratei lo kachashiv. Over here, how can you learn out for what Rav and Shmuel were learning out on the previous daf, for this case in the Baraita? On the previous daf, they were teaching from the specifics that were mentioned. Bazo, baze, baze, baze. Over here, there's no specifics, it's only generalized, only a general. So how do you learn it out for here? What do you learn out over here? So the Gemara says, Hamani, who's the author here? Rebbe. It's following Rebbe. Damar lo shna kezayit kezayit, ve lo shna kezayit u kezayit pratehave. Rebbe says, it doesn't matter if it says kezayit kezayit, or kezayit and the kezayit, that's considered specifics. So it's over here, it doesn't matter if it says this, or this and this, that's considered specifics as well. So Amar Rav, HaMekadesh b'milva now, he says, if somebody does kiddushin with a loan, eina mekudeshe, they're not married. Now, because a loan is given for spending. When it says, let's say it's a machloket tanaim, somebody does a kiddushin with a loan, is not mekudesheh. And some say they are mekudesheh. So the Gemara says, my love, is this not the following machloket? The more savar, milva lo hotza'an nitna, more savar, milva lav lo hotza'an nitna. Maybe it's a machloket if we say a loan is given to spend, for spending, or not. If we say it's for spending, then we're going to say it's not mekudeshet. If we say it's not for spending, then they are mekudeshet.
Why?
So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo tzani na halover Rashi lo tziyah behotzaa." The borrower is allowed to spend it how he wants. Ve'no chayav lehamida beiska shetem mitzuya vechol ed shitbaenu. Ve'kivand lo tzani na havila kidida ve'lo yehivla midi. Since it's like once a loan is like hers now, if he gives her a loan, now it belongs to her. So then he says, do kiddushin with her. He says, I'm giving you a loan, let's do kiddushin with it. No, it's already mine now. If it's mine, how can you do kiddushin with something that's already mine? That's what Rashi is saying. So the Gemara says, V'tisbera, does this make sense? This would be machloket. Ema seifa, let's go to the latter part. It says, V'shavim b'mecher sheze kana. It makes sense by a sale that he acquires. So the Gemara says, I amar milva lo hotza'anitna. If you say that a loan is given for spending, how is he acquiring? Meaning, the guy who lent the money is coming and saying, hey, that loan that I gave you, let's cancel the loan and you give me this object as a sale. So basically that loan is going towards this. But if you say it's for spending, it means it's yours. How can I acquire something that's not mine? The money is not mine. The money is in your hands. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Huna chavrin mokim la b'milei achorai. He's saying, Huna, our friend, he established it with a davar acher, with another thing. What are we dealing with here? If he says to her, marry me with this money, 100 zuz, and it was missing one gold coin, it was 99 zuz. More savar, kesifa la milta la mitba. Hey, the machloket is, do we say she's embarrassed now to come and say, oh, you only gave me 99, you have to give me 100? Or more savar, lo kesifa la milta la mitba. Or some say that, no, she's not embarrassed to come and say, you only gave me 99. If she's embarrassed, they're not married. If she's not embarrassed, she's going to ask for it, and then they'll get married. It says, "Ve'la hada mar Rabbi Lazar," but that which Rabbi Lazar says, "Hitkachili b'maneh, marry me with this maneh." Ve'natan la dinar, and he gave her only one dinar, one out of 100. Harezo mikodeshet v'yashlim. They're considered mikodeshet, but he has to finish the job. He has to finish paying all of it. How come you pay one, you're married? You pay 99, you're not married? So when it says living katanaya ma'alish ma'atei, let's say that maybe he's going like one of the atanaim in this machloket. The Gemara says, "Amri, no. Mane chaser dinar kesif ala milta lemitbei. Mane chaser 99 lo kesif ala milta lemitbei." If somebody gives the woman 99, she's embarrassed to ask for the last one. It's nothing, but that's why it's not mekudeshet. But if someone he gives her only one, and he says, "I'm giving you a mane. This is one out of 100." He's going to come and say, "You didn't give me all the money. Give me the rest of the money." He's not going to be embarrassed. So that would be the distinction. It's like somebody gives you money and they left out $1 versus they left out $100. It would make a big difference. So the Gemara says, "Meitibei,
ha'omer." She accepted.
No, if he says to her, "Marry me with this money," he says, "Marry me with 100," and he didn't give her 100. No, but he said, "Marry me with 100," and he didn't give her 100. He gave her 99. They're not mekudeshet.
Because it's not what he said.
That's not what he said exactly. The Gemara says, if a man says to a woman, "Marry me with the deposit, the thing that I left with you, that you deposited with you," she went and saw that it was lost, it was stolen or lost. If what's left from that object is still a shaveh pruta, then they're married. If not, not. The Gemara says, by loan, even if it's not left, shaveh pruta, less than a shaveh pruta is left, then she's still considered mekudeshet. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, says in the name of Rabbi Meir, milva harehi ki pikadon. He says, no, loan is like a deposit. If there's a shaveh pruta, mekudeshet, and if not, not. The Gemara says, ad kan lo pligi, the machloket over here is only, ela de mor savar milva afal gav de lo nishtaher menu shaveh pruta. One of them holds that a loan is even if there is not worth a pruta that's left. That was the first opinion. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds only if there's a shaveh pruta left, then mekudeshet, and if not, not. But everyone agrees mekadesh b'milva mekudeshet. Everyone agrees that if somebody does kiddushin with a loan, mekudeshet. This is against what we said. We said, Mekudesh b'milva, somebody does a kiddushim with a loan, they're not Mekudesh. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, betizbera ha-mitaratzta? You think this is an answer? Ha-mishabashtahi. This is the wrong answer, it's not a good answer. Hai pikadon hechidame. How do you consider a pikadon as deposit? I de mikabel alei achrayut. If she's receiving upon herself the responsibility for the item, hainu milva, that's a loan. She's not accepting the responsibility. If that's the case, adetani sepa. Instead of teaching in the latter part of the braita, instead of saying that by a loan, if there's not left a shaveh pruta, they're mekudeshet. Niflug v'ninde midida. Why don't we have the machloket in the actual topic itself by the deposit, by a pikadon? When do we say this? If she did not accept upon herself the responsibility of the item, if she received upon herself the responsibility of the item, even by the deposit, if it's less than a shaveh pruta left, mekudeshet. Why don't you say that? Ela the Gemara says, Ela tarit hachi. You must answer the following. Uve milva. The opposite. By a loan, even if there is not left a shaveh pruta, they are not mekudeshet. Meaning, even if there is worth a pruta that's left, there would not be considered mekudeshet by a loan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar says, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, milva harei ki pikadon. A loan is like a deposit, and therefore there's a shaveh pruta mekudeshet. There's not. The Gemara says, "My kamiflegi." What's the machloket? Amar Rava, Ashkachtinu leRabbanan bebnei Rav, the Yatri veKamre. I saw the Rabbanim in the Beit Midrash. They were saying the following: "Bemilva b'Rishut ba'alim lechazara v'adin lo'nasin kamiflegi." The machloket is if the loan, when it's in the hands of the owner, the loan, the lender, when it comes to retraction, he's able to retract on it, and also in the case of ones, that's the machloket. The more savar milva b'rishut love kaima, the Tanakama holds when you give a loan, the loan is already considered in the hands of the borrower. Vuadin lo nasin, and the same thing would be for ones. If nothing happens, the borrower is responsible. Gemara Savar, and Rabbi Shimon holds, no, Milvav Rishut Ba'alim Kaima, the loan is in the hands of the lender when he makes the loan. Vuadin La'onasin, and same thing, if something happens to the money, the lender is responsible. Va'amena Lehu, and I say the following, La'onasin, by honest, Kulei Alma Lo'pligi, everyone agrees the Rishut Lo've Kaima. Everyone agrees it's in the hands of the borrower. Once you give a loan, it's considered in the hands of the borrower is responsible for the loan. If something happens to the money, he's responsible. My tama, what's the reason? Lo gara mishe'ela. There's no difference. It's not any worse than lending something. If you lend something to someone, ma she'ela dehadra be'ina, chayev onasim. You lend something to someone, he has to return it intact. And still, if something happens to that object, he's responsible. So too, milva lo koshigen, is a loan any different? Well, how much more so? Ela hacha, the machloket over here is, milva b'rishut ba'alim lechazara ikabena. And the machloket is, loan in the hands of the lender for retraction, for him to be able to retract. Do we consider it in the hands of the lender and he can retract? Or now it's really considered in the hands of the borrower and he can no longer retract? That's the machloket. You know why it says, Ve'el ha'ad ha'amar Rav Huna, ha'sho'el, that what Rav Huna says, ha'sho'el kurdom, mechavero, somebody borrows like an axe from his friend, bikabo kena'o, lo bikabo, lo kena'o. If he used the axe, he chopped with it, then he acquired it. He didn't use it, then he doesn't acquire it. What does it sound like? The Gemara says, Lema Tanaik, Amra Lishmate. Let's say he's going like one of the Tanaim. It sounds like Rav Huna is going like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that a loan is only acquired to the person when he starts to use it, when he starts to spend. The Gemara says, Lo. Ad kan lo pligi elam milva dula adar ba'ina. The machloka over here is only with a loan that is not returned intact. But if it's something that you borrow from somebody that is returned intact, Divrei Hakol, everyone agrees, Bikabo in, lo Bikabo, lo Kenao. If you use it, then you acquire it. If you do not use it and chop with it, then you do not acquire it. That would be, Divrei Hakol, everyone would agree in such a case over there. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started on Memvava Mubed by talking about if somebody is Torim, Mina Ra'a, Al Hayafa, Truma To Truma. You did Truma for something that's bad, for something that's good, the Truma counts and you do Truma again. Part number two on the Amud Aleph was, if you say the word Be'elu, what does Be'elu mean? Be'elu means it's coming from her. Now you're saying, I want to be Mikudesh, I'll do Kiddushim with you with these. It belongs to her now. And even having one of them, having all of them together be Shaveh Pruta, that's enough. Part number three is, we said over here, the author here was Rebbe, and he says there's no difference if you say Kezayit, Ukezayit, or Kezayit, Kezayit. That's considered Prate, that's considered Pratim, that's specifics. Details. And then the following part was on the Amud Bet. Number four was if somebody does Kiddushin with a loan. So we had a machloket. If Kiddushin with a loan takes effect or not, it's a machloket. Okay? Amen. Amen.